Egypt's government is being urged to embrace political reform. The country's opposition leader, Mohamed El Baradei, says the government must listen to the people. But the people aren't listening to the government. They're continuing their protests, and there have been more clashes between demonstrators and riot police in Cairo. Six people have now died, and at least 1,000 have been arrested as the unrest enters a third day. And the protests have spread to Yemen. Thousands of people have rallied in the capital Sana'a demanding political reform. They've been inspired by the events in Egypt and Tunisia. Protesters want the president to go after three decades in power. The directors of ABC Learning will be in court in Brisbane today to face criminal charges. It's 3 years since the childcare group collapsed. Founder Eddie Groves and fellow director Martin Kemp are expected to be charged with breaching their duties as directors. ABC Learning folded in 2008, owing creditors almost $3 billion. There's been another bomb attack in Iraq. A car bomb exploded at a funeral in a Shiite part of Baghdad, killing at least 35 people and wounding dozens more. It's the latest in a series of bomb attacks that have hit Iraq over the past 2 weeks, killing more than 100 people. And a US diplomat has been arrested in the Pakistani city of Lahore, accused of shooting and killing two men. Police say he shot the men, who were on a motorbike, when they tried to stop his car.